before letting out a defiant roar. Then, silence. Hawker turned and raised his tin lantern to check no one was following, then continued up. His long woolen cloak partially obscured the glint of a polished breastplate. When he reached the top of the stairs, he saw a starry firmament in front of him, a dark blue curtain of half-moons, stars and white heraldic roses, a tapestry that covered the oak door to shut out the draught. He swallowed, trying to soothe his parched throat. It did nothing. His mouth was just as dry. For what he had been told to do had shaken him to the marrow, and even now, poised at the threshold, he did not know if he could muster the mettle to see through what needed to be done. Hawker swallowed again, pulled the tapestry aside, and entered the chamber. A huge fireplace cast its fading light across the circular, high-ceilinged room. There was no longer a roaring flame, but the coal embers burned a deep cherry red in the grate, affording just enough illumination for him to see the bed near the hearth. It was a large four-poster, painted red and green, its wine-coloured curtains pulled back and tied off, despite the damp cold of the place. Hawker raised his lantern to look upon the sleeping occupants. Two young boys held each other in slumber, and Hawker could see a mountain of pillows arranged about them like some gentle castle wall, a child's attempt to keep night terrors at bay. The older of the two awoke with a start, hearing the jangle of Hawker's harness and boot buckles. He saw a haggard-looking soldier before him, grey hog-bristle stubble of a beard, deep crow's feet around piercing eyes, and a beak-like nose. His eyes then went to the long silver-hilted dagger slung from the soldier's waist. The boy shook his companion, his younger brother. This boy, too, pulled back upon awakening when he saw the intruder at the foot of the bed. His brother put a protective arm around him and stared at the soldier.
"I know you," he said after a few seconds, his soft voice steady. "You are my Lord Buckingham's retainer."
Hawker nodded. He lowered the lantern.
"You must ready yourselves now."
His voice was rough, strained by his frayed nerves. The younger boy, no more than 8 or 9, started to cry silently, a slow stream of tears running down his cheeks.
"Hush, Richard," said the elder. "Don't worry."
He pulled back the covers and climbed out, pulling Richard after him. The elder dressed hurriedly in his hose and doublet, and then began to help his brother. He started to cough from the exertion, phlegm-filled and deep.
"Quiet that," said the knight, knowing the nursemaid slumbered on the floor below. "And hurry yourselves," he added, this time more sympathy in his voice.
They complied. The elder boy retrieved their heavy cloaks lying atop a wooden chest and swung one around his brother's shoulders. The knight stepped forward and Richard shrank back against his brother. Hawker tried to smile and reassure, but this somehow came out as a twisted grimace. He lowered his chin.
"We must go, and go quietly."
The older boy opened the chest and pulled out a prayer missal bound in leather and secured with golden clasps. Hawker reached forward and slowly took it from the boy's hand, laying it down upon the lid.
"You won't be needing that, my lord."
He led them out, listening intently, down the wide winding steps of the keep, the way he had entered. They had reached the flagstones of the entry hall and the great archway that led out to the yard, when the elder brother began a fit of coughing again. The knight pulled him back gently by the shoulder.
"I beg you, for the love of Christ, you must stop that," he hissed in a whisper.
Richard began to cry again, and this time the sobbing was audible. It echoed around them. The older boy restrained his coughing fit and turned to look at his captor.
"Where are you taking us?"
Hawker regarded the boy. He had once been a king, the other a prince. He couldn't think of words to give either of them much hope. The griping pain seizing his belly tightened further.
"You will see. Fear not."
His smile was as insincere as a street beggar's. Hawker then drew out his dagger, its accompanying rasp.